Nearly everyone agrees that our nation's healthcare system is in need of reforms that will increase access for the uninsured and reduce costs for everyone. But there's a great deal of disagreement about how to get there. This is Stan Saylor, Chairman of the House Republican Policy Committee. Welcome to the Pennsylvania Policy Review, a monthly look at state government and the policies we need to face the challenges of the future. Democrats in Washington, D.C. favor a government-run healthcare model. That plan of mandates and tax increases would target Americans at the most vulnerable moments of their lives and force them to rely on government to provide vital medical services. Congressional Republicans have taken a more reasonable approach to healthcare reform. Instead of assuming that Washington has all the answers, they understand that state governments have better understandings of the problems facing their healthcare systems. They have put forward a plan that would exempt states from the mandates and higher taxes that a federal plan would impose if the states can demonstrate that it has taken steps to increase access to care and lowered cost. Here in Pennsylvania, the House Republican Caucus has developed a plan that would do just that. Earlier this year, as chairman of the House Republican Policy Committee, I created a number of task forces to examine key issues facing Pennsylvania. Because many of the increases in government spending are driven by rising health care costs, I asked the Task Force on Healthcare to craft a package of legislation designed to lower costs and expand access for the uninsured. That task force developed a package of proposals aimed at accomplishing those objectives. Unlike the government-run healthcare models we have seen from Democrats in Harrisburg and Washington, our plan relies on the principles of free market competition to lower healthcare costs. Instead of imposing a mandate forcing employers to provide health insurance, the House Republican plan would give a $1,000 per employee tax credit to provide an incentive for small business owners who provide health insurance to their employees. Our plan also seeks to reduce Pennsylvania's uninsured rate by providing an affordable, low-cost insurance product and expanding access to Pennsylvania's adult basic program. And we would also invest in the expansion of federally qualified health centers and other community health centers to increase access to primary and prenatal care. Under our plan, costs would be kept low by reenacting the Pennsylvania Healthcare Cost Containment Council and requiring it to publish the medical charges and reimbursement rates for Medicaid, CHIP, and Adult Basic. This will maintain competitiveness in the marketplace and allow consumers to make informed decisions about their health care. Many of the increases in health care costs are the result of malpractice suits and their impact on insurance premiums doctors must pay. Our plan would reduce the medical errors which lead to those lawsuits by offering incentives to Pennsylvania health care facilities that utilize an electronic prescribing system, and by using federal stimulus funds to provide grants to computerize medical records. House Republicans still cherish the ideals of freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and we have crafted our health care reform plan with those ideals in mind. It is our hope that any federal health care legislation will recognize that states can craft innovative, effective solutions to our health care problems without intervention from Washington. This is Pennsylvania House Republican Policy Committee Chairman Stan Saylor. Check back next month for another edition of the Pennsylvania Policy Review.